Nice to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at how to make your best airfare purchasing decision with Rick Zini of Dallas, Texas. Rick, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. He's been with us many times over the last year or so, and I'm really pleased to have him back to talk with us about the great bargains that may or may not be out there. If you have a question, you can join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And Rick, great to hear from you. Thanks for being with us today.
It's always a pleasure.
What's the situation out there, just sort of overall in terms of airfares for our consumers?
Well, you know, if you compare it to last year, it's kind of a tough comparison because oil prices were up over $100 a barrel, coming down from 140. So prices are down anywhere from 14% to 20% if you look at it from that perspective. If you go back 5 years, they're down maybe 5% or 10%. Still great deals. I mean, tons of coast-to-coast deals for $99, which is sort of the holy grail. And as you would expect, you know, with the airlines cutting back a bunch of seats, you know, if you're going to travel the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after, you look to pay 2 or 4 times more than you normally would.
Yeah. So for those kinds of dates, probably best to get in early?
Definitely you want to get in early. I think that there's a lot of cutbacks going on that are already in place. I think there's going to be plenty of crowded flights this year compared to last. And, you know, right now is a good time to shop. You're going to pay a premium for around those days. I actually have posted a chart on FareCompare.com. If you go to Best Time to Buy, there's a Holiday 2000 buying guide. It shows you exactly what days to travel for the cheapest rates.
Okay, so just go to FareCompare.com for that.
Sure. Yeah, just click on Best Time to Buy, and you'll see the holiday guide.
You guys are kind of joined the Twitter crowd here a little bit, too, haven't you?
We have. We have 170 cities that we have Twitter information, including Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all the Minneapolis, Chicago. So you can sign up for Twitter, and in real time, which happens multiple times a day, we send out all the best deals that occur in real time, and you can quickly find those deals. So we've had literally thousands of people send us notes saying, hey, we just found a great deal, and we weren't going to fly, but heck, we can't afford not to.
Right. All right. Well, so, and that, of course, you can sign up probably through the website there, isn't
it? Yeah, on the way. Just go to faircompare.com/Twitter, and we'll guide you through the process.
Let's go to Marty in Dubuque, Iowa first here. Marty, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My husband and I are thinking about going to Ireland next year sometime for our 25th anniversary, and we're trying to figure out when we should go for decent weather as well as decent cost, and when we should look at purchasing tickets to go.
Well, you picked a good place because Ireland has been absolutely this year the cheapest place in Europe to go during the entire year, and I expect that to be the same time next year. So you probably want to try to get in with, depending on the weather, in April time frame, approximately sometime between April and May for the cheapest prices.
Okay.
There were tons of airfare under $500 last spring, this previous spring. So, I mean, that's absolutely a great price. And the taxes, actually, when you fly into Ireland, are a little bit cheaper as well, which is also helps on the cost. What airport are you going to be flying out of?
Well, we can go pretty much anywhere. We can either go to Chicago or Milwaukee. Madison, Dubuque would be more expensive.
Yeah, definitely I would pick Chicago. Chicago is serviced by Aer Lingus, which is a low-cost airline, and they've been driving the prices down out of Chicago, so you should get a really good deal. I wouldn't buy my ticket right now. I'd wait probably until January to start shopping, but I definitely come to Fare Compare and sign up for alerts. If you see that price, you know, in the $450 to $600 range for spring travel, and that's absolutely the best time to go, in my opinion, definitely go ahead and buy those tickets.
All right.
Awesome. And then when we get there, should we look at things where we would buy a kind of a combo price, or should we just buy airfare? We were thinking about just going from the airport and see where we end up.
Well, you know, I personally like to do airfare separately and then the hotel. You can actually, once you get there, if you're going to be staying a long time, there's an airline there called Ryanair where you can buy tickets for £1, and you can kind of, you know, take little excursions into the UK or into Spain or for really low cost for a few days. So you can make your base in Ireland and then sort of explore using super low cost airfare as long as you don't take too much. So I definitely would do that. I think that's a great way to visit Europe.
All right.
And how would I find out about the Ryanair?
Just type in Ryanair into Google.
Okay.
And you can buy those tickets. There again, I wouldn't buy those until early next year, but basically they sell tickets for little or no cost, and they try to hit you with bag fees and a lot of stuff. So if you're taking bigger bags, leave them in Ireland at your hotel and then take a couple of excursions.
Awesome. Thank you so much for the advice.
Yeah. Oh, no problem.
Thanks a lot for calling, Marty. Appreciate it very much. Let's turn to Peter in Bailey's Harbor next. Hi, Peter.
We are planning a trip to China next year, sometime towards the end of next year. And first, what would be the good time to start looking for the airfare? And the second, we have flexibility about the timing, but it would be sometime between the beginning of October and end of January.
Sure. Well, let me give you a couple tips about flying into Asia, at least for buying cheaper airline tickets. You can only purchase your airline tickets 11 months in advance anyway, so you're way too early right now.
Yeah.
Typically, you know, the price point would start coming down for those fall travel next year, around summertime and late summertime of next year.
Late summertime.
Yeah, that's when you really want to get it. Now, when I say start shopping, I want to make sure everybody understands that shopping doesn't mean you have to buy on that day. If you start to shop early, you get a good idea what the price point is. There's been a lot of stuff into China sub $1,000, which is historically very cheap.
Yeah.
And so that's what you should be shooting for next year. It's hard to tell where things are going. International has been really depressed the last year and a half, and prices have come down dramatically, but a lot of the airlines are removing seats out of those routes the last 6 months or so. So I am expecting prices to prop up a little bit next year. And, you know, if the economy starts to perk up a little bit, the seats will be a little bit more full. So it might be a little bit higher price point, but I would shoot for sort of that. If you can leave out of a hub city like Chicago or Minneapolis,
yeah,
you should be shooting around the $1,000 to $1,200 and $1,200 range. That's what you should be shooting for.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. And more callers online. Let's turn to Tom in Green Bay next. Tom, hi.
Hello. I'm planning to be traveling between Portland, Oregon, and Milwaukee. And the story is my mom lives in Portland. To bring her here to Wisconsin for the fall colors and then go back with her like about the 24th of October and stay
how long? I'm sorry?
For a week in Portland. So would be to bring her here sometime in the first or second week of October, and then it'd be three of us leaving on the 24th.
Yeah, okay. So basically, right now between Milwaukee and Portland, the price range, if you stay for a week, is going to be somewhere in the mid-200s right now if you leave on the best day. Absolutely, okay. The cheapest 3 days to travel are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday. So I'm looking at like a week-long trip on October the 20th.
Right.
For $238 round trip.
Awesome.
If you want to do that right now, I'd go ahead and buy that. You absolutely have to buy your airfare at least 14 days in advance. So if you're leaving in mid to late October, really you only have about maybe 2.5 weeks before you absolutely have to buy. So at that $238 price, I'd go ahead and lock in.
That's a great idea. Okay.
Yep. All right.
Thanks.
Yep. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And you can join in as well as we visit with Rick Sini of FairCompare.com, talking with him about best airfare purchasing. And the number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Let's go to Susan in Stevens Point. Hi, Susan.
Hi there.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Thank you very much. I have two. My brother and I are going to be traveling from Madison on Thursday, October 29th, to Kalispell, Montana. We're
sure.
going to be coming back on Sunday the 1st.
All right. I'm going to do a quick check there. Kalispell is always one of my favorite places.
so beautiful.
It's a neat place. I'll do a quick check while we're standing here. So you're leaving at the end of October, right?
October
29th.
October 29th. Now, just for anybody that absolutely has to leave on a particular day, let me give you a little bit of advice. First of all, it's on October 29th. You absolutely have to buy your tickets 14 days in advance. Otherwise, you get hit up as though you were a business traveler. So that gives you basically up until mid-October to buy your tickets. If you absolutely have to leave on a particular day and don't have any flexibility, how long are you going to stay? About a week?
We're only going to stay until Sunday.
Okay, so you're only going to be there for relatively.
Right, we're absolutely
days.
Not flexible.
Yes, no flexibility. It has to be the 29th through and then leave on the 1st.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm checking right now. But if you have to leave, then it's really the only option you have is the day you buy your ticket, right? So you want to catch some airfare sales. So let me give you a couple tips about airfare sales. Typically, airfare sales occur on Monday evening. So absolutely the best time to start shopping during the week for domestic U.S. travel is Tuesday afternoon. And the reason for that is all during the next morning, all the other airlines that are competing will play catch-up and start to drop their prices as well. So that gives you the most amount of seats in the system at the cheapest price. And so typically Tuesday, just after lunch, is an optimal time to start shopping for air travel. Since you only have a couple, 2 or 3 weeks, what you want to do is see if, you know, you have a couple Mondays. So tomorrow would be a perfect time to start shopping, and next Tuesday would be a perfect time to start shopping.
Right.
If you come to our site and sign up for alerts, you'll see when those airfare sales occur.
Okay.
So that gives you a little bit of advice here. I'm having some computer difficulties here, unfortunately. Hang on 1 second. Tell you what I'll do. Before the show ends, I'll go ahead and announce it on the radio, the Kalispell trip, right, from Madison.
All right. Thank you very much.
That way I can give you a little bit of advice there.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Beth in Clam Lake, we turn to you. Hi, Beth.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
We want to travel from Fort Myers, RSW, to St. Croix, STX, sometime at the end of January, the beginning of February. We'd like to stay 10 days, and I need to know what my best time to go. All my fares I found are way into the 600s.
Okay, so you're going to be leaving from, did you say Fort Myers?
Yes.
This is a little interesting for a Wisconsin show, but okay.
Yeah. All right. We live in northern Wisconsin
sure.
during the summer. So we
gotcha.
And then we also have a home in Fort Myers, or in Port Charlotte.
Let me take a look at the current prices right now. And you're going to stay about 10 nights, you said, right?
We would like to stay 10 days.
Yeah, let's take a look here. All right. So typically prices from southern Florida into St. Croix are pretty good. Unfortunately, out of Fort Myers, you probably are going to end up having to connect in either Miami or San Juan in order to get to St. Croix.
And we don't mind that.
So you're going to have a connecting trip, and it looks like the prices right now for late January are running in the $580 range.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look a little bit earlier here. That's a little high, actually. You should be shooting probably for about $450 in that range. I would wait a little bit and go ahead and sign up for alerts on our site and see if you can't get that thing below the $500 level. You know, I'd be shooting for the $450 round trip, all taxes included. That's what I'd be shooting for right now.
And I believe that I'm on your alert, so then I just wait until you
yeah,
let
what'll
me know
happen
if it
is,
drops.
Is on the alert, it'll tell you, whenever the price starts to drop, it'll send you an email.
Okay.
And that's really sort of the best time to buy. You've got at least a couple months, so yeah, I would just wait for those alerts. I'd go in and check the price periodically, you know, once a week, go in and see if the prices are starting to dip below $500.
Okay, I'll do that.
But definitely, you know, you've got a couple months, don't wait to the last minute, because those trips, especially in January, when everybody's trying to get from the Northeast into St. Croix, St. Thomas, and all the Caribbean islands, typically there's a pretty good premium on those tickets.
Right. I found that February was astronomical.
Yeah, no,
February
it's
March.
The airlines aren't crazy. They know when they have a hot product, and that's definitely the best time for them to actually raise rates. But I think you should get under $500. I think you should be able to get that.
All right, I'll stay on Fair Compare then. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Rick Seedy of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FairCompare.com, our guest here today. Jim Packard, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Again, if you'd like to join our conversation, maybe you're planning a trip somewhere, I'd like to fly and like some advice from Rick Seedy, join us at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Maureen from Milwaukee is looking for suggestions to travel from, Houston, October 18th through the 27th.
Out of Houston, right?
Travel to and from Houston.
From Milwaukee?
Yes, from Milwaukee.
Okay, let's take a look there. In late October for about a week.
Yeah, 18th through the 27th.
Right, I did get the Kalispell trip up as well, so if that nice lady is still listening, you're looking at the low 500s, which is really expensive, but it's not unusual from two smaller cities to see prices an additional $150 to $200 more. It's just not enough competition to get the price point down.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, if you're looking at late October, the price point's in the low to mid 300s right now. That's not terrible. It's not great. I would wait for a Tuesday this week and Tuesday next week to see if that price point dropped maybe $40 to $50.
Okay. You mentioned competition, and Milwaukee with, was it AirTran and Southwest?
They're going toe-to-toe there.
So we're seeing some prices drop out of
Milwaukee. Yeah, no, it's great for consumers when a new airline comes in like Southwest and AirTran beefing up a bit. So they're also doing that out of Boston as well. So we're seeing some really good pricing when you get those new airlines. Competition really is the number one reason for prices to drop. I mean, demand is down a little bit, but the airlines have been removing seats to sort of compensate for demand. But it's really all about competition. That's why, you know, out of smaller cities, less competition out of like Green Bay or Madison. Whereas, you know, if you're flying out of a hub city like Chicago or Minneapolis, typically the prices, at least to Europe, for example, are $150 to $200 cheaper, and domestically can be dramatically cheaper out of the hub city.
Let's turn to Mary, who's calling us from, I believe, from Madison. Mary, hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I would like to book, find a print out the price for Glasgow, Scotland, to Glasgow Airport, and the end of April or the beginning of May or any time in May for 6 weeks.
All right, for 6 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so let me give you a little tip about international airfare. Typically, the cheapest airfare international, you have to stay a Saturday night. That doesn't hurt you since you're going to be staying 6 weeks. And typically, the cheapest airfare also have a 30-day maximum stay. So what happens is when you stay 6 weeks, they hit you up with a little bit higher price because the longer trip.
Uh-huh.
And so just as, you know, if you were able to stay 4 weeks, it would be a lot cheaper. But let's take a quick look and see. What airport can you fly out of?
Chicago.
Chicago is great. That's a good choice there.
Mm-hmm.
Late April, May trip, it's a little early to start shopping right now. I'll give you the price point. I would assume the price point probably right now is going to be in the $700 to $900 range.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get a lot cheaper than that if you wait until January. Actually, it's running $900 right now.
Wow.
So you definitely want to wait until next year. You should be able to get around $650 to $750 out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Glasgow is a little bit more expensive because there's no way to get there easily without connecting. My co-founder of my company is also from Glasgow, so I'm familiar with the trip. In fact, his wife is there right now. And so I think you probably should be able to get there out of Chicago for April in the $700 range. So I would wait. You'd save yourself a couple hundred dollars.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling, Mary. Appreciate it. And on to Marilyn in Washburn. Marilyn, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to ask about fares.
Sure.
There are going to be two of us, and we're going to connect to a tour that begins in Rome.
Okay.
And the tour itself begins on the 14th of November, so we're thinking we should go there a couple of days ahead to look about And then it ends in Athens on the 28th of November. And again, we'll probably look around for a few days before we head home.
Sure. What and that's in mid to late November, you said?
Yeah.
Right.
It's actually a pretty good time to go. That's definitely off-peak. For international travel to Europe, off-peak rates typically start in late or early November, or late October, and you should be able to get in there. What city can you fly out of?
Well, we're up in northern Wisconsin, so we can either begin in Duluth or Minneapolis.
Let's try out of Minneapolis and see what it's looking like. Typically, of the major cities like Rome, London, and Paris, Rome is typically the most expensive because it has the least competition. But we'll take a quick look here and see.
Okay.
And you're going to be staying, did you say, for 2 weeks?
Right.
2 weeks. Let's put in.
I mean, we'll be traveling on and end up in Athens.
Right, and you'll fly back in Athens.
Right.
Just a little bit of tip about airfares. If you are coming back from a separate city, it's a multi-city trip, and typically the way that things priced is you'll get half the price of a normal ticket between, let's say, Minneapolis and Rome, and if you were going to fly from Minneapolis to Athens, it's the other half. So you basically are taking two halves of a trip. Right now, the price point is in the mid-600s for late November into Rome out of Minneapolis for a couple-week trip, which means you should be able to get under $700 for your trip back from Athens. Going to Rome and coming back from Athens, round trip with all included, under $700. And that's a pretty good deal. It's not as good a deal as we had in the spring when prices were in free fall, but I would go ahead and book that ticket pretty soon now.
Okay. And also, can you advise on upgrading? Do you have any idea what it would cost? I don't even know how many intermediate classes of seating there are anymore.
Yeah, it's changed quite a bit lately. You know, typically on an international airline, you have three or four cabin service. An airline like United, for example, would have economy, premium economy, business, and first. Typically now, business and first on many airlines is sort of being merged together. Because the day of first class is pretty much over. And you're seeing airlines like British Airways remove their first class cabins on some of the new flights that they actually are, their new planes that they're buying. So you can go economy, typically, or premium economy, or business, basically. There are a lot of discounts on business. Typically, a business class ticket from the U.S. to Europe at that time historically would have been anywhere from $4,000 to $5,000 round trip.
Yeah,
We've seen some discounting all the way down to about $2,500 round trip. So
really?
Right now it's around four times the going coach ticket price, which is typically around eight times the going ticket price. So it depends on where you want to go. If you're a part of an elite flying program where you have miles or something, you can upgrade your trip that way as well. So it depends on what you're looking for.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call, Marilyn. Lots of good questions here. Let's turn to Gus in Green Bay next. Hi, Gus.
Hello, Larry. Good program.
Thank
Got
you.
Got a couple of seniors here, my wife and I in the mid-80s, a bit disabled, but we're traveling by plane. Now, we have two trips planned, one out of Milwaukee to Pensacola last 2 weeks in October, and one at Thanksgiving time in Dallas, Texas, where we have grandkids. We're thinking either about Diatran or Southwest, and we're concerned about the best time to make reservations, say, online, and the best fares, of course. You
sure.
Got any thoughts about those two airlines and any others flying out of Milwaukee?
Yeah, definitely Milwaukee is really good right now because of the competition between AirTran and Southwest. So you need to look at all the airlines because some of them actually undercut those airlines sometimes.
Uh-huh.
So you said you had one trip at the end of October to Pensacola, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks after about the 14th at the end of the month, and one at a week around Thanksgiving, just before Thanksgiving.
Right, so you absolutely have to buy that trip to Pensacola before the end of the month.
Before
if you're leaving
on the
14th, because you need to buy it at least 14 days in advance.
Uh-huh.
Right now, the ticket price, wow, that's a really good price, $184 round trip right now if you leave October the 15th. So you're going to get under $200 round trip on your Pensacola trip.
That's for two.
184 per person round
per
trip
person.
All day.
Oh, okay, 184 per person.
That's what you use. Yeah, that's the going price right now.
And then it should be reservation should be made either online. I guess online is okay.
Yeah, I would go to this on this particular one. It looks like there's at least four airlines matching that rate. So you just pick your favorite airline.
Okay, it's 184 round trip for mm-hmm. one last 2 weeks in October. What about the one in November on Thanksgiving? Is that
on Thanksgiving? Let's see. Let's take a look around Thanksgiving for. And you said Milwaukee to Dallas, right?
Milwaukee to Dallas, that's right.
And that price around Thanksgiving with Southwest, let's take a look here. We'll see what the other airlines are matching right now. Looks like it's running around the low to mid 200s.
Uh-huh.
Definitely stay away from Wednesday and Sunday if you're going.
Okay.
So the best day to go typically is Monday and Tuesday and return back on that following Monday.
Monday or Tuesday. Does that apply to the Pensacola trip also in terms of
reservation? Yeah, actually for the Pensacola trip, since it's in October, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday are your best days to travel.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday for Pensacola.
Yeah, and this other trip, you want to go with either a Monday or Tuesday and come back either Saturday or Monday. Stay away from Wednesday and Sunday.
Wednesday and Sunday are bad.
You should be able to get under $250 per person.
All right.
That's the Dallas trip.
Yep.
That's the Dallas trip.
All right. I thank you for your help.
All right.
Sure.
Thanks a lot for
glad
calling. Peter in Milwaukee, on to you now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I've been trying to, I've been pricing out for some time now, and I can't get a grasp either from Milwaukee or from Chicago to Pearl Beach, Bora Bora. Cheapest, best time, it doesn't matter when, within the next year.
Right. Bora Bora is I always get a Bora Bora question every time. I love this. There's a couple of different airports, depending on what you want to do, and one to get closer. What time of year are you going to go?
To be honest, I don't care as long as, like, the problem is every time I look, I'm looking at between $900 and $1,200 a ticket.
Yeah, that's not unusual. Typically, you're going to be, the range I would give you there is around $800 to $1,300. So it looks like you're getting a pretty good deal. You know, the one of the problems is you're going to have to connect multiple times to get there typically.
Correct.
There's a couple of airlines like Air Tahiti Nui that probably you're not checking that you need to check.
Okay.
As well, they typically have a little bit better flight schedules and more connecting time. This is typically, you know, something that takes 3 or 4 minutes to take a look into. Mm-hmm. Tell you what, if Jim will get your name to the producer there,
okay.
We'll get back with you because this would take a little while because it's a complicated trip.
Okay.
All right, we'll put you on hold, and Jim Packard will get your information and. Let me just do that right now, Peter. Okay, let's turn to Virginia in La Crosse. Hi, Virginia.
Hi, Larry.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
You're welcome. A friend and I are planning on a Scandinavian cruise perhaps next year, and we want to fly to Copenhagen and use Copenhagen as our base.
Sure.
So I am interested in learning, you know, what does it make a difference, days of the week as far as an international flight? And what airline is available and what would be the best fare?
Sure. Okay, what time of year are you going to go?
Thinking perhaps either late April or May or late summer. Which would be better there? Is there a difference?
Yeah, typically summer is going to be around 15 to 25% higher than spring.
Okay, late
summer. So, you know, that time of year, it's a little iffy in Copenhagen when you're in the spring because it can be a little cool. Summer's a little more, you know, you're going to definitely have good weather. So it's whether or not you want to trade off weather for price, basically.
Okay.
And, you know, out of what city do you live in?
We're thinking of going out of Minneapolis.
Out of Minneapolis. Okay, let's take a quick look, just out of curiosity, what the May rates are for next year. I'll give you a price point during that month.
Okay.
You know, what you're looking for typically out of Minneapolis, a city like Minneapolis, for that time of year, you should get in for somewhere around $700 to $850 round trip. Right now, for May next year, it's running in the low 800s. It's a little high. And let me give you a little tip here, too. Usually the price jumps dramatically in mid-May.
Okay.
So a person could leave in mid-May for $750, and then if they wanted to leave the last week or the last 2 weeks in May, it can jump up to $1,100. So that's when they start sort of treating people as summer travelers.
Okay. And
so you want to shoot for like the first or second week in May if you're going to go at that time frame. And you probably want to get your ticket in the January time frame. Right now it's running 820 round trip out of Minneapolis to Copenhagen. It's not too bad for a one-stop. I would wait a little bit, though. I think that you probably should be able to get that trip in the $700 range.
Okay, and what airlines would you suggest? I mean, a Scandinavian airline or?
Well, out of Minneapolis, your best bet's going to be Northwest, which partners with KLM. But you're going to have choice, you know, from a variety of them. SAS flies in there. Continental does. So it just depends on where you want to. Typically, you'll be connecting in a hub city and then flying directly into Copenhagen.
Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. Got an email from Mary who says, we'll be going to Phoenix, Arizona, leaving about December 30th, returning about January 6th. Two seniors to our daughter's home, also taking the Packers game on January 3rd. Milwaukee is the preferred city to leave.
Milwaukee. Okay, we'll take a quick check at that. You know, right around New Year's is sort of an interesting time to when you're leaving there, the best days to leave are typically the day of New Year's. Like right now, that trip, if you were leaving on New Year's Eve or New Year's, is running right at $300 round trip. But if you leave the day after, the Monday after that weekend, it drops all the way down to $215 round trip.
Huh.
So, you know, you're catching those holiday rates when she wants to go there. But still, you know, anything under $300 is probably okay for holiday rates. And if you want to go on the off-peak days or you're a little more flexible, you can expect to probably pay 25 to 35% cheaper.
And then we have another email from Peter in Fort Atkinson. My sister and I will be going to Fort Myers or Tampa, Florida, in the first week of January, wondering if it's a good idea to buy a ticket through the airline, or should I use something like Orbitz? We'll be leaving on Saturday and staying for a week.
So let's do January, early January, staying for a week. And did they say Milwaukee? Out of Milwaukee?
Yeah, I think it'd probably be Milwaukee or Madison, yeah.
All right, let's take a look and see what the rates are. You know, typically, again, that time of year, I would expect to be the prices to be in the wow, that's kind of crazy pricing there. If you can leave out of Milwaukee to Fort Myers, which is an AirTran route, it looks like prices are in the mid-100s round trip. I would go out and buy that right now.
Oh, yeah, don't wait.
So if they leave after the 4th, if they leave on the 5th, it drops from 220 down to 140. And if they wait to January the 7th, it drops to 130. So
there you have it. Okay. Question from Linda here in email. I always get emails about cheap airfare deals, but somehow when I check into this, airfares are more expensive. I would like to fly to Key West, Florida from Green Bay. It would be December, and days are flexible.
Well, let's take a look. You know, December typically, the first two or three weeks in December are typically very cheap. Let's take a look here. Then the prices start to climb around mid-December. So she said Green Bay?
Yeah.
Green Bay to Key West. All right. Take a quick look. Looks like there's no easy way to get out of Green Bay into Key West. Key West is hard to get into because the airport's really small. So probably would have to go in through Miami. Let's see where it looks like Fort Lauderdale in Miami. Typically, that time of year, the price point should be pretty good, probably in the 200s. Yeah, it's in the 280 range right now to get into Fort Lauderdale and Miami during that time frame. As long as you go before the 15th of December, then it jumps up into the $500 range for basically the rest of December once you get into mid-December.
All right, there you have it. Jake in Appleton, it's your turn. Hi, Jake.
Hi, I have a quick question. What's the easiest way to hop from Europe to Brazil and then from Brazil back to Chicago?
depends on where in Europe. You know, most of the flag carriers in Europe, whether it's Lufthansa, Air France, British Airways, they all have flights into Brazil. You have a couple of the South American airlines also that service the bigger cities in Europe as well. So it depends on where you're going to be.
It would be probably Frankfurt to Rio, and then from Rio to Chicago.
Frankfurt to Rio, and then Rio to Chicago. Are you going to go one way? Are you going to?
It'd be one way each way.
Let's take a look here. Frankfurt into Rio. And what time of year are you leaving?
It'd be the first week in December, and I need to be back in the States by January 3rd.
All right, let's take a quick look and see which airlines are going to be the. You know, typically one way, right now it's running in the mid 800s right now for that trip, as long as you don't stay in Rio for longer than a couple weeks.
Okay.
You should be able to get your ticket under 1,000. That's not unusual for that trip. I mean, it's been really odd with Rio this year because Rio is typically very expensive, but there's been a swine flu scare in that part of South America. And it really dropped down prices dramatically over the last 4 or 5 months.
And would Sao Paulo be any cheaper than Rio?
Typically, they're about the same, so I would check both.
Okay, great. Right. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call very much. And let's see, we've got an email here from Gina. I'm taking my 16-year-old son to Mexico for his 18th birthday, since his birthday is Cinco de Mayo. I would like to stay away from popular resorts and would like to get the feel of Mexico without the party atmosphere. Well, maybe her son thinks otherwise, but maybe not.
I'm wondering what her son thinks.
let's see. When do I start shopping for tickets, and where's the best place?
Sure. Well, we have a great tool on FareCompare. It's the only tool that's out there right now where you can actually go in. You can go to our homepage. It's called FareCompare.com. Deal Finder. It's / Deal Finder. There's a box on our homepage where it says find the best deals from your home airport. You go there and you put the month you want to go, and there's a category called beaches. And it'll show you all the beaches worldwide and what the cheapest price is, and you can actually hone it down to Mexico, and you can actually put up a map and sort of traverse through Mexico and see where the price points are. And certainly you can, with that, you can overlay some of the interesting beach places where you can go that also have, you know, some off-the-beaten-path things with ruins and a variety of other things you can and check out. So, in general, prices to Mexico, beaches and to Mexico have been depressed the last 8 to 12 months because of swine flu scare.
Yeah.
The prices have perked up a little bit and are starting to firm up. And any time you want to go to Mexico beaches in the wintertime, the price point's pretty steep.
Rick, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. I look forward to your next visit.
Sure. I'm happy to come on anytime.
Oh, thank you, Rick. Rick Cini of Dallas, Texas, CEO of FareCompare.com. It's a consumer research website. Their motto, never overpay for airline tickets again. And we'll have him back, and certainly we'll talk with him again. And FareCompare.com is their website. Well, if you're going to one of those beaches and fly, maybe you want to get yourself into shape. We'll talk about physical fitness and getting in shape and staying in shape with Dustin Maher, next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.